Hello, everyone, and welcome back to yet another Arsenio's ESL podcast. Today, I'm bringing to you a little bit different, right? Something different. I didn't want to just write a blog. I wanted to actually voice this out, too. Just so you guys are aware of your purpose. And what do I mean by that? What is your purpose with learning English? I've actually made some bullet points. And I want you to choose the top three things in terms of why you are learning the English language. Now, there are some things that you have to consider. Now, there are some people, of course, from America who listen to me. And I'm not sure if they're, of course, immigrants. They've immigrated, of course, to America. Or, you know, are they a family of immigrants or this or that? It doesn't really matter. But again, there has to be a purpose behind it. Now, of course, this is going to link to another podcast that I'm probably going to post tomorrow on my personal development podcast. And that's with the Arsenio Buck Show, of course. You need to understand, if you're in Thailand and you are learning English, or if you're in whatever other country around the planet and you're learning English, there has to be a reason to learn. Now, so number one, is it because you want to learn because you want to participate in? There's a guy I actually teach in about an hour, and he says, you know, he normally goes to a place called Khao San Road here in Bangkok. Now, this place is very famous for a lot of foreigners. And I'm sorry, backpackers, of course, foreigners, that come to this specific area to engage with one another, right? One of my close friends by the name of Mook, we've began talking again after recent fallouts, which means, you know, we stopped talking for whatever reason. And she learned English by going to this specific part of Bangkok and making conversations with other foreigners. These are called casual conversations, right? Now, a lot of people learn English because they want to have the capability to speak with foreigners when they travel there. This could be in the country known as Georgia. This could be in Macedonia. This could be in Kazakhstan, although English is pretty much their primary language. But yeah, ask yourself if this is one of the reasons to why you are learning English. Number two, participating in meetings or discussions at work or school. Now, I teach banking executives, I teach regional managers, and they tell me, of course, that they speak to foreigners sometimes, or they want to learn business communication because they communicate with foreigners. So is this one of the main reasons why? How about answering and, of course, questions in a classroom? All right. Now, if I remember the first time I had my first foreign student in a class was 14 years ago. I was scared to talk to her because she obviously, you know, no one really spoke to her. But yeah, she was a foreign exchange. Went to my high school. Now, of course, are you learning English to answer questions in the classroom? Another example would be talking on the phone. Very critical for a lot of people. I just went to the bookstore just yesterday, and they have books that cater to people who are learning English for telephoning and, you know, communicating in English. Very critical. Depends if you're in construction and if you're in the oil companies or you're in the fashion industry. There are books that cater to every dimension of the English language. Communicating online, such as FaceTime or Skype. I used to work at a company named Toshiba. Communicate with, of course, the Japanese or the Koreans. Another company by the name of SCG. SCG, would have to communicate with people in Spain. So they would have to get on conference calls. now, of course, you know, Zoom is what people use this for. So, again, is it for reports or presentations at work or school? Teaching at a university in the U.S. Now, of course, you're going to have to learn all dimensions of a language to be able to communicate thoroughly and through the English language. Example, my first time I studied Japanese, the first time I studied Japanese was 10 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And the Japanese instructor, she had to be able to speak fluently in English to make us understand Japanese. That is a very, very difficult task to do. So, example, I cannot just go to Spain without knowing any Spanish and just teach English. Maybe, okay? But if I'm going to go to Japan and teach English, I'm going to have to learn at least the basics of Japanese. If I'm going to go to Korea, if I'm going to go to any country that does not have English as their native tongue, I'm going to have to learn their language. All right? So, are you going to learn English for interacting in the community? Using English for international business communications. Therefore, you're going to have to learn different phrases. You're going to have to learn the introductions. Negotiating. Are you learning English for negotiation? These are the things that you're going to have to ask yourself. It's very, very critical that you figure out what your overall purpose is. So, please look at some of these bullet points. I put it on my blog at thearseniobuckshow.com. Check that out. Check mark your top three reasons why. And then you can start centering all your activities around it. This is how you find your definite chief aim. All right. So with that being said, guys, nice, relatively short podcast for you listeners out there. Love you all as always. And thank you for tuning in to another podcast. As always, your host, Arsenio, over and out.